I locked them on Wednesday evening. There was 21 ewes, 21 lambs, and oh, they were grand. And I'm back on Friday evening to check them, and there were 14 dead, 8 lambs and 6 ewes dead. And I got 2 lambs living, and one of them was torn under the leg. Another one had the ear bitten off, but they died the next morning. The way things is now, you try and keep them living, and I mean, the price is not good for the mother, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a big hit, you know, like out there. Well, they're baby lambs, they're 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, they were big, strong lambs, you know. Size of the kill, it must have been a couple of dogs on it, you know. It was a big kill. It's get the dogs the problem. I can't seem to know what dogs does or where they come from or, you know, they got there. These are they could hit again. They don't hit me, they could hit somebody else. Mm-hmm. I had to move them. I moved them that night, me and the brother. We moved them all out of the place, you know, put them to another farm. But what was left then, they're badly traumatized. There's just a fear on them all the time. It's not a nice thing to come upon now. They're out there, and the owners must know the dogs, because if they left the house and done come to kill the guy there, they had to go back to the house again where we owned them, you know. And like I say, the wolves strike again. Because they always say when a dog gets a taste of blood, it's hard to stop.